Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, August 4th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement Net, and each weekday morning we seek to prepare and share a message that we hope will indeed encourage and challenge and provide biblical instruction. Today's is a rather unusual message. It's titled, Lessons from a Cistern. Scripture text, and there are several verses Brooksine will read. It's from Jeremiah 38, 10 through 13.
Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech the Cushite, take 30 men from here with you, and lift Jeremiah the prophet out of the cistern before he dies. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him, and went to a room under the treasury in the palace. He took some old rags and those from Ethiopia in the cistern. Ebed-Melech the Cushite said to Jeremiah, put these old rags and worn-out clothes under your arms to pad the ropes. Jeremiah did so, and they pulled him up with the ropes and lifted him out of the cistern.
While I was growing up in Missouri, my parents were good about visiting my grandparents regularly. Following each long trip from Belton to Harwood, my sister and I would jump out of the car after we pulled into my grandparents' driveway and run over to the pump in front of their little white frame house. We would pump the handle several times until water would surge out of the spigot. However, we knew not to drink the unhealthy water, since it was merely runoff which had gathered in a shallow cistern. I never did get to see what that cistern looked like down inside, but I know I wouldn't want to be trapped in it. But today, we will look at a famous Bible character who was intentionally imprisoned in a cistern. The story is found in Jeremiah 38:1-13.
King Zedekiah was certainly not favorably disposed to the prophet Jeremiah, viewing him as a pest with his discouraging, negative, prophetical pronouncements. Jeremiah was really just proclaiming the truth. But he summed up the king's attitude this way. Jeremiah said, if I tell you the truth, you will kill me. And if I give you advice, you won't listen to me anyway.
At one point, Zedekiah had Jeremiah brought to the palace, where he asked him privately, is there any word from the Lord? Yes, Jeremiah replied, you will be handed over to the king of Babylon. Now that's a bold, truthful prophet.
The officials viewed the prophecies of Jeremiah to be demoralizing to the remaining soldiers who continued to fight in this war. In retribution, and with the king's consent, wicked men lowered Jeremiah down into an empty cistern to torment him. It wasn't his first time to be held captive, as Jeremiah had been whipped, imprisoned, put in stocks, and ridiculed, and this is mentioned in chapter 20 of Jeremiah.
In each of these instances, he was finally released. But here he is, once again held in seclusion, which would render his prophecies silenced and seemingly powerless. It would also lead to his eventual death as they withheld food from him while he sunk deep into the mud-filled cistern. Talk about claustrophobia! One thing the evil captors cannot do was keep Jeremiah from praying to God for release from his miserable captivity.
Well, God had not forgotten nor forsaken Jeremiah. He began to nudge Ebed-Melech, the Cushite, to intercede for Jeremiah. It couldn't have been easy, probably causing Ebed-Melech to lose some sleep over the matter. He's one of those obscure Bible characters whose brief story in Scripture is quite easy to pass over as we read the narrative portions of God's Word. Ebed-Melech means servant of the king. He was a Cushite, which means he came from the region of present-day Ethiopia and was likely a black man.
Risking his life, he approached the king and appealed for Jeremiah's rescue. The two-faced king granted permission and also sent 30 unnamed men to assist Ebed-Melech in lifting Jeremiah out of the cistern. I certainly wonder why he sent these 30 men.
A small detail of the rescue itself catches our attention today and is the source of today's encouraging challenge. Note the consideration Ebed-Melech in taking along old rags and worn-out clothes to pad the rope. Anyone who has ever held onto rope or been lifted with a rope knows how it can burn and cut deep into the skin, if not padded. We aren't told how long Jeremiah remained in the well, but being deprived of sunshine and food, his skin was even more sensitive to rope burn. What a kind act of consideration at such a time as this. Later, after Jerusalem fell captive to the Babylonians, Ebed-Melech received a very encouraging word of hope through Jeremiah's prophecy in chapter 39, verses 15 to 18.
Figuratively speaking, is there someone you know that needs a rope pull? Someone sinking at the bottom of a muddy, stinky cistern? Ask God how you can be a part of His rescue plan for this discouraged individual. And make sure you take along some padding to make the rescue less painful.
Let's pray together. Father, we are so grateful for the rope holders who've helped pull us out of despairing situations. Those who have given us an uplifting message, interceded in prayer on our behalf, given of their time and expertise to help us in our dilemma. We too want to be a rope holder and offer a word of encouragement. Be a listening ear and extend tender compassion and mercy to one in need. Help us to be your hand extended to those in need, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today in our reading. We understand it probably took a little bit more concentration than usual to follow the story. And again, it can be read in the scriptures in Jeremiah chapter 38. It's a joy to share these messages and encourage you today. We typically seek to find music that would supplement the material, and I can't think of any songs that have been written concerning that particular topic of Jeremiah's rescue from the cistern, but a song did come to mind that is a beautiful old hymn of the church, and I found a Gaither Homecoming video with some folks that really enjoy singing, and it's the old hymn, Love Lifted Me. And yes, indeed, there was an aspect of God's love being demonstrated to Jeremiah and this man, in a sense, loving other people enough to care about Jeremiah to get him out. And there's a link to that on a YouTube video today. And we also have a link that came to mind today of an interesting living parable that illustrates salvation. Again, available as a video. It's titled, A Man Fell Into a Hole. And if you've not seen this, it's a 3 or 4 minute, I believe, a depiction of the various worldly religious systems, and of course culminating with what Christ did for us. It's a very touching presentation. These links and photos that we demonstrate today are on our website. We're at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared and will be archived on Tuesday, August 4th, 2009. Of course, if you're listening to the message on August 4th, you can just go to the website, but otherwise use the previous message feature or archive button to go to the message dated Tuesday, August 4th, 2009. Well, have a blessed day today. May God help us all to be sensitive to the needs of those around us.